have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Lady Michelle Austin.
Excited to be here tonight. I am your host, Lady Michelle, and you are listening to Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle, and I'm going to welcome you all to our virtual safe zone. I'm happy, happy, happy to be here tonight with all of you. It's some amazing things in the works for tonight. I want to first just start off by saying, of course, you know this platform is centered. I love it. I love it. I love it. We always love hand claps. Yes. This platform is centered around the education of domestic violence. We want to make sure we're educating you guys on toxic relationships and the different forms of trauma. Make sure that we're teaching you some self-love, giving you some self-love tips and finding your voice. And this is really just to name a few things. We talk about a plethora of things on this show. And this platform, I want you to always know that Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle was really designed with you in mind. We designed it to enlighten, educate, inspire, and empower you. Now, y'all know I gotta give my disclaimer. Y'all know I always have to give my disclaimer. The disclaimer is, always remember that we will never, ever, ever conduct therapy sessions on this show. However, we always encourage you that if you feel like you need it, we want you to seek professional help, right? We didn't got that out of the way now. Whew, we have this guest tonight. This guest is powerful. This guest is, she's an impactful powerhouse, right? I just got word today that she was going to be our guest for tonight. And guess who she is? She is the founder and executive director of Heal and Rebuild Unbreakable Spirit Incorporated. And that is a nonprofit 501c3 resource organization that assists individuals who have experienced domestic abuse, toxic relationships, and trauma. Guess who that person is? Me! Oh, I'm so excited. You guys have me tonight, and you have all me. Aren't you happy about that? I'm happy about that. So let's really dig into this thing tonight. Clap hands, stomp your feet, get your drink of choice out. You might want to have your Pepsi, your coffee, your favorite glass of wine, whatever it is, and we are just going to have a good time tonight. I love it. I am going to talk to you guys about finding your voice. Finding your voice. And now that might seem like something small, right? But what I love about this topic, and it's really near and dear to my heart, because I was once a person who, when I came out of my toxicity, when I came out of the trauma, relationships that caused a lot of trauma, when I, the domestic violence, all of, did not know my voice. I heard all of the other voices in my head of those people who did those things to me. So my abusers, my oppressors, my, you know, whomever it was that was causing these problems, I heard their voices. I did not hear my own voice. I did not know the power of the voice within me. And not just a voice that you think you hear with your head, you know, in your head, but your voice. What you speak, how you present yourself, how you, when you walk in a room, how you show up, those are things, finding your voice. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight, because that is a very important step when you are coming out of domestic violence or any type of toxic relationship and things of that nature. Now, listen. You may be listening to the show, and you may have never gone through domestic violence, and, you know, we're so excited for you and so happy for you that you have never experienced those things. You may not even have experienced a toxic relationship, and that's okay, but I am so sure that you know someone who has gone through it. And so this information that you will get tonight will be something that you could use to help others, right? Because we do know, when we look at the statistics, we know that it says one, and I think it's one in four women. The number keeps changing all the time. And one in seven men. So we know that we know somebody, whether it's the person down at the grocery store, whether it's someone in your congregation, it could be the nail technician, it could be the bus driver for public transportation, or whomever. Somebody you have come in contact with, right? So let's get started with that. I just wanted to kind of paint that picture for you, if you will, set the stage, set the atmosphere so that you know what we're talking about and why we're talking about it. We know that there are really many, many, many layers of domestic abuse. And so I don't want someone to miss the message by saying, you know, hey, I've never been physically abused by anybody, so I never had domestic violence. Because we know that there's so many other things. You got your emotional abuse, psychological abuse, you have verbal, financial, you have sexual abuse, which, you know, of course, is the sexual assault. You have stalking. Stalking is a form of abuse. You have cyber abuse. The whole technology, because we're in a different world now than maybe someone who was going through this, you know, 20, 30 years ago. Now we have, you know, cyber, we have, you know, the electronics that are out, we have things that they put into your car and they track you through that and all that. So there's so many, like I said, layers, So, let me see. Where will I start? Where will I start? I am going to start, because this is really good. This is, I have like a whole, oh, I hope I even get through all of this, because it's amazing. I have so much to talk about. Let me see. So, now I just want you to know that I am a certified a trauma competent professional, and so I know a little bit of something about what I'm talking about, right? I just wanted to throw it out there. But I am also a survivor turned survivor of domestic abuse, and I always say the word survivor because I'm more than a survivor. You know, we don't just survive. We are going past it. We are thriving. We are always looking for the win. You know, how can I get past this and, you know, be doing so much more for my life, so much better for my life than it was when I was in that, right? So what we're going to do now, I'm not a preacher, right? But I'm gonna kind of like embrace a little bit of, you know, their approach, right? And I think preachers get like 3 points in the clothes or something like that, right? So we're gonna do that. I'm going to do my 3 points tonight. 3 points for today is going to be self-acceptance. These are the three things that will help us with finding our own voice, right? Self-acceptance, unconditional love, and self-respect. So those are the three things that we are going to talk about today. And I wish, here it is. From this day right here, today and forevermore, I really wish for you that you will embrace and accept the unique individual that you are. You are unique. And God made only one of you. Okay? This means that there's no one else in the world like you. I don't even care if you're a twin. You are uniquely made. And so this is your opportunity today to regain your confidence, your strength, and your inner peace. It's really time, you know, it's time out for all of that. We went through that. We made it past these different situations that have happened in our lives, and it is time now to learn to love, to accept, and respect. Respect yourself unconditionally. So let's just get right into it, okay? So one of the things that can really hinder us can be negative self-talk. Now, a lot of times when we've come out of these situations, we can have those things, that negative self-talk. Remember how I told you before, you hear the other voices. So you can have that negative self-talk, and it can really be internal, and it can be external. And this can really impact your quality of life. So let's talk about the internal. The internal self-talk is the full range of thoughts we have that are running through our minds through the day, right? So ourselves, and it's about others. And this can constantly trigger some worry, some guilt, some hatred, criticism, and fear, okay? And it's really the part of your mind that's always on high alert, always. Because remember, everything that we've gone through, we're always on high alert, and it tends to overanalyze every situation and how you feel about yourself, right? So we really want to get away from that internal negative, those thoughts. We want to get away from those, right? And the external part of it, I tell you, I am getting my words all jumbled up here tonight, but that's okay. We're going to slow it down a little bit and pause a little bit and get the words out, right? The external self-talk is when someone verbally complains or criticizes themselves or others. Okay, I'm going to say that again. When someone verbally complains or criticizes themselves or others, you may know someone who always shares what they are thinking, even it is better left unsaid. You ever run into somebody like that? Yeah, you know they should not have said that, and they know they shouldn't have said it either, but they're going to just say it anyway. Words constantly explode out of their mouth, projecting how disappointing or awful they personally are or behave. So they may say something like, I'm fat, or I'm lazy, or, you know, those type of bad words, you know, that are coming, these things are coming out of their mouth. It's the horrible things that they should not be saying. But remember, this is external negative self-talk. They might even say critical or inappropriate things to others, especially people that they are close to, right? So let me see if I can think of an example. I got a couple of examples here. So they might say something like, I hate my hair, or hate my body, or hate my job. Something. You ever run into those type of people? They just have something bad to say. They you know, I shouldn't eat that. I'm just getting too fat. Or, I can never do anything right. How many of us have been around these type of people, right? I'm a bad person. I'm going to hell for what I just thought about. You know, this is terrible. Or they may even say they hate their family members, their sisters, their brothers, their parents, their partners. You know, it could be any of those things, right? And so we have to really get away from that type of thinking, that type of negative self talk, okay? And really, because it does affect your mental state. And we don't want, if you're trying to find your voice, if you're trying to get to a place where you want to, you know, be more positive, you want to have more self-love and self-respect and things like that, you want to get away from the negative self-talk, right? So let's see. Let's move on here. Let me think about how we want to. I love this. I hope you guys are loving this. I hope you are loving the self-acceptance part. I mean, this is amazing. Just studying this for tonight really, it just really got me excited, because just learning about loving yourself, being compassionate to yourself, right? Having self-acceptance and the self-care. I just recently put a post up on social media and I just talked about how self-care is not selfish. It is a necessary part of our lives. We absolutely must do it, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. I really wanted to give you guys an exercise. Maybe I'll do that at the end of it, to give you all the exercise to get that negative self-talk, and then we can just talk a little bit about it next week's show, you know, because we're going to talk about some trauma next week too as well. So we can talk a little bit about that. But anyway, let's see, you know, I get a little sidetracked, right? And I start talking about some other stuff. But the next part of it, so we just talked about, we just talked about self-acceptance. So now let's go to some unconditional love. Now, all of these are going to tie in to how, you know, finding your voice. Not how to find your voice, but when you do these things, it'll help you to find your voice. Okay? We're going to move on to unconditional love. I love this. Unconditional love is so good. Now, we know God has unconditional love for us, right? But, you know, we can have some unconditional love for ourselves as well. And that really is a strong affection for another or yourself. And I really want to talk about yourself. It's good to have this type of love for others, but I really tonight want to talk about yourself, you, right? So affection is based on, or this particular unconditional love would be based on admiration and kindness without conditions. Oh, kindness. Kindness is so necessary. I am reading a book with my women's department, my church women's department, on kindness. And I'm telling you, it talks about it being the super hidden power, kindness. We absolutely need it in our lives. So this goes with unconditional love. And then, now we just got finished talking about negative self-talk, right? Here is positive self-talk, which will go under unconditional love. And then my favorite thing in the whole wide world, it is a part of my love language, affirmations. I absolutely love affirmations. I'm telling you, you want to get to me, you want to find my weak spot, my sweet spot, it is definitely affirmations, okay? But before we get to that, I want to ask you something. I want to ask you guys, what do you see when you look in the mirror? You know, when we're talking about finding your voice and we're talking about self-love and acceptance and all of these things, what do you see when you look in the mirror? Many of us, you know what we see? We see all these imperfections. We see all these faults. You know, we look directly into this mirror, and how many of us can do that and say, I love you, without pausing or even looking away? Can you look in the mirror and say, I love you? Many times when we are coming out of some type of situation, domestic violence, trauma, toxic relationships, all of those things, we have gotten so to the point that we really cannot look in the mirror and look at ourselves, right? And God knows we can't say the words, I love you, to ourselves. So this is what a part of finding your voice really is. It's about learning how to do that. It's about getting rid of that self-hatred and working towards letting go of the beliefs that have held you back in the past. Whatever those people told you, whatever, you know, you were made to believe about yourself, about feeling unworthy, about, you know, whatever they criticized you on, we have to leave that behind. We got to get rid of that and look in that mirror and learn how to tell that person that you are directly looking at, I love. That's powerful right there, because many of us cannot do that. And it took a long time. I'm going to be very transparent with you. It took a very long time for me to be able to do that. I'm telling you to do it, but I know it's not easy, but guess what? It absolutely can be done and must be done, all right? I'm ready to give myself a hand clap for that myself. So we are going to move into the next part. Remember, I told you we're going to talk about positive self-talk, right? Talking about, you know, affirmations and things like that. And so let me see here. Ooh, here are some samples, some examples of affirmations. I love affirmations. I tell you, I love them. Here's one. I give myself permission to be treated with respect. Whew. That's to stay there, right there, for one hot second. I give myself permission to be treated with respect. And if you walk in that thing right there, you will definitely find your voice. Okay? Now, people will be happy with you finding your voice, but you will find it if you walk in that right there. Another one is, I am safe and secure. Oftentimes, again, we've come out of situations where we didn't feel safe and we didn't feel secure. So affirming yourself of that is really going to help to build up your self-confidence. I am learning to respect myself. And these are some that I just really jotted down. I am learning to love myself. That's really an important thing, and we have to get there. We have to learn how to love us. So many times, the person who was abusing us, we loved them more than we loved ourselves. And again, if this is something that you have never experienced, but you know others who have, this will give you an insight into understanding why they do the things that they do, why do they act the way they act, why do they say the things that they say. So make sure you take a note. I am accepting healthier people in my life. Now, let me tell you, baby. That's a big one right there. That is all about also creating healthy boundaries. And many, many, many times we do not create or stand strong on healthy boundaries. Absolutely have to do it. That's a part of self-care right there. Ooh, that's a whole nother story. We could talk about that kind of stuff another time because I can do a whole podcast on self-care and healthy boundaries and all those things and saying no. And, yeah, we'll come back to that. We're definitely going to have a day we're going to do that. I am strong. I am a strong, courageous woman, and I will be okay. Now, notice I didn't say I'm going to be perfect. Because you're not going to be perfect, cannot make it through, and many people did not make it through, but you did. You will be okay. You'll take it one day at a time. You will surround yourself with the people who can help you, positive people who can speak all of these wonderful affirmations into your life, along with you speaking them into your life as well, and it will be okay, because you are a strong, courageous woman. And this is the last one I'm going to give for this particular number of examples that we're giving. I am learning to be more compassionate with myself. I am learning to be more compassionate with myself. Oftentimes we are not compassionate with ourselves. We don't give ourselves grace. But I have learned over the years, and especially during the pandemic, it taught me a lot of things, and it taught me how to be more patient. It taught me how to be more compassionate, and it taught me how to give grace. You want grace, but you don't want to give grace, right? We have to learn how to do that more for ourselves. Woo! I tell you, that right there, that was a lot. That was a lot, and I think we're going to have to just take a little pause on that for a moment. Just let's breathe in and just take what we just heard. These are things that you can actually do looking in the mirror, and if you look in the mirror and you're saying these things to yourself, it might be a little uncomfortable in the beginning because, you know, you might feel like, what am I doing here? But if you can do these things first thing in the morning, I promise you that you will have a greater day. Your mind will be clear. You will be you'll be open to new ideas within your day. You'll find yourself in a more calm place, in a calm space, right? And it really, 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 really sets the tone for the day. So you could do it. Guess what? You can get yourself a handheld mirror. Maybe you're rushing to get out the house and you are in your car. You can use the mirror in your car. You can use a handheld mirror if you want to, you know, if you are a person who goes to work early and maybe you sit at your desk and you use that time to kind of meditate and get your atmosphere, set your atmosphere for the day. You can use a handheld mirror, but try to do these things in the morning, and then I would also suggest that you do it at night, you know, when we're cleaning our face, we're brushing our teeth, things like that, at night before we get ready for bed. Do it in the mirror, and I'm telling you, it will really change your life. I wouldn't be telling you something that I did not do myself. And so I can honestly tell you that it does make a difference. It makes a difference, okay? We are halfway through the night, and I tell you, halfway through the podcast, and I am just loving, loving, loving this information. I know that, you know, you guys are excited to have me as your special, special guest tonight, and I am just really, I believe that this information that you guys are getting tonight is really going to change your life. It's going to change your outlook. It's going to change the way you show up, and that is very, very, very important when you are finding your voice, when you are showing that you are, that you believe in yourself, you're showing up and you're saying, hey, I'm stronger than yesterday. Yesterday, it got crazy. But today, I'm showing up and I am stronger than I was yesterday. And when you're doing those type of things, when you're showing up like that, and when you're setting the atmosphere and you're letting people who see you know that, listen, I am a force to be reckoned with here. You think you know my story. You listen, I am not those things that happened to me. They did happen, but that's not who I am. I am a strong, courageous woman, and it will be okay. See how we just threw that affirmation right back in there? These work. You can use them throughout your day. So, and I want you all to, you know, send me social media. You can put it on there. Let me know how this is working out for you. How did it work? If you get in the mirror, try it. They say 21 days is something, it's the time it takes to create a habit, right? Do it for 21 days and let me know how it worked for you, how it changed your outlook, right? I would be excited to hear about that, okay? I'm going to be looking for it now. I'm going to be looking for it. So now we've talked about, we certainly did talk about, let me go back. So we talked about self-acceptance. We talked about unconditional love. And now we're going to talk about self-respect. But before I talk about self-respect, I don't know if you know, I'm going to just assume that everybody knows Helen Keller. I'm going to assume that. Okay. Helen Keller really touched me. I watched her story when I was a little girl. And just her resilience, her courage. She could not see. She had lost her sight, and she could not talk. She couldn't talk, and she couldn't see. So, but she learned how to communicate with her teacher. And so one of her sayings is, what I am looking for is not out there. It is in me. So what's inside of you? What is really inside of you? That is a question. That's a good question. Because that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that it's really how we show up. It's not always about what's coming out of our mouth when we use the term find your voice, but it's how are we showing up? How are we, what are we doing that's also positive or negative? Because it's not always something that you say, but it could be your demeanor. It could be the actions that you take, you know, that goes with the words that are coming out of your mouth. So I wanted to just do that really quickly before we get to the self-respect part. Now, self-respect is the third part of what we're talking about tonight. And so self-respect is, it's the feeling that one has, let me see, self-respect is, okay, here we go. It's confidence in oneself, right? And it's a feeling that you have with honor and dignity. Oh, self-respect. I love that. When you have self-respect, it makes you feel so much better. I mean, again, I keep going back to this, the way that we all experience domestic abuse or any type of abuse. And so a lot of us lost our confidence along the way, right? We lost our dignity. And so that really made it hard to respect ourselves. Often we hear people do the shaming and the blaming and things like that, but we already blame ourselves. We already shaming our own selves. So, unfortunately, the repercussions of abuse really alter our character and how we perceive ourselves, you know, as a good or a bad person. So I would have to say the key to honoring yourself, you know, for surviving, right? We survived this thing, as I said before. The key to feeling accomplished, right, is honoring and valuing ourselves. So learning how to have that self-respect. Once you can accept and believe, really, really, truly accept it and believe that this was not your fault. All of the abuse, all of the toxicity, whatever the trauma was that happened, it was not your fault. It's at that time that you can begin to regain your dignity and you can really start your journey into learning to respect yourself again, right? I'm telling you, I don't know if y'all getting this thing right here, but I'm telling you, this is good stuff. You want to go back, you want to listen to this. This is really good information to know how to get to a place of finding your voice, right? Accomplishments in your life. Let me ask. I want to ask three questions, right? But I want you, of course, you guys can answer these. You can write these down and answer them on your own. Ask yourself, what have you achieved and accomplished and or accomplished, right? Ask yourself, what qualities do you like about yourself? And ask yourself, what have I done or what am I doing that I'm proud of? Ask yourself those three questions and write down the answers for you. Because when you have these type of, you can see these accomplishments, you can see the things that's going on, you can actually see it on paper and put it right in front of your face, it makes a world of a difference. It really it'll resonate with you much in a, you know, much stronger way. And so I want to also give you a couple of self-respect statements, and they are, am an honest person. I am a caring person. I am a smart person. I am a good mom. I am a great friend, and I am a good sister or daughter. Whew. I tell you, I'll be having to take a breath of air from this stuff right here. This is some really good information. I am telling you, I am hoping that you guys are getting it. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And here's a good one. Here's a good one right here. I am proud of my. And then I want you to fill in what your achievement is. What is it that you are proud of? I can say I am proud to be on this podcast. I'm proud to be a part of Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. I am proud of that. I am proud that I have a nonprofit organization for women who have gone through domestic violence. I'm proud that I'm giving back. I am proud to be a grandmother, a mom, all of those wonderful things. I'm telling you, I think of all of the things that I've done in my life. I'm proud to say that I have been on my job for 26 years. That speaks of your longevity. I'm proud of that. You know, so what are you proud of? What are you grateful for? You know, so those are some things that, again, I want you to write those down. I want you to answer those things, right? Because it's so important to really to talk about these things. It's so important to to look at, again, like I said, put them on paper and look at them, because the enemy will sometimes mess with your head and try to make you think that you haven't accomplished anything, try to make you think that you have nothing to be grateful for, because maybe one or two things might be a little haywire in your life, because we know we're all human and things happen, you know, in this world that we live in. But he'll try to make you think that you're not, you know, being in this grateful space and things that you can be proud of. And so that's why I said put it in writing. Write that down. Say it. Affirm it. Speak it into existence. Positive self-talk. When you do all of those things, you have no other choice but to show up in a way that shows that you have found your voice. Right? Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I have to say that loud to talk to myself, okay? Because many, many times the enemy of our soul will make us think or try to make us think that you don't have anything to be proud of. You don't have anything to be grateful. I tell you, I remember when I had a car accident right before the pandemic. Well, I still don't have a car. It's 2 years later, and I don't have a car. We went through the pandemic. I didn't have a reason to buy a car. Things were shut down, right? But things are starting to open back up now, so I'm looking to get a car now. Well, he tries to make me think that I'm not going to get a car. Right? You're not going to get one. And you're not worthy to get one. And you have nothing to be grateful for. Look at you. You don't have no way of driving and getting around. Well, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, one, because I have feet that I can walk to where I need to walk to. I'm grateful that I have friends and family members that if I really do need to borrow their car for a moment, they will let me do it. So it's like you have to do the positive talk. That's good. That was good. I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one. All right. So we're almost there. We're coming down to the ending part. I hope this is really, really, really helping you. So one of the things that I want to talk about is, talked about it a little bit before. I said the word, but I'm going to say some more on it, confidence. So confidence, of course, it goes into all of this that we've been talking about. And confidence is really believing in yourself. Remember, we talked about believing in yourself. It's getting rid of those fears and anxieties. It actually makes them show up less when you have this confidence. It's about, and this is my favorite part right here, it's about being authentic. Be your authentic self, and you will shine through. I promise you, if you be your authentic self, don't try to be nobody else. Be who God has called you to be. You will shine through, okay? So, I mean, I don't know no other way to say that except just being you. And when you're doing this, when you're being confident and strong like this, it really will, you'll find yourself becoming obsessed with the way that you look at things, right? And the way you think, your quality of thinking will change. You'll be loving to the point thinking about yourself, right? No, I'm sorry. Nah, I don't want to say it like that. Well, yeah, thinking about yourself, thinking about the good in you, though, right? Thinking about you to be the self-care part, the confidence, the healthy boundaries, those things. So, yeah, I'm going to say it like that. It's not being in a selfish way. It's not being in a way where you're being where you're not thinking about others, right? But it's about really saying, okay, I got to think about how I can make things good for me, because when I do that, when I think about my confidence, when I think about my self-respect and self-care and things like that, then I'm able to show up for others in a positive way. So that's where I'm really trying to get to. I don't want anybody to think about selfishness, but I do want you to think about self-preservation. I want you to think about, listen, I've got to take care of me. I've got to get me to a good place, because if not, then I can't show up for you the right way, because I haven't even really taken care and gotten myself to a good space, okay? So I hope you understand how I'm saying that, right? And healthy boundaries I can't say nothing else about healthy boundaries, but whew, they are the most important things in your life. Okay. And with that, you have to listen to your mind, to your body, to your spirit. You have to. If you don't, you're going to get a little jacked up, okay? Because then you will allow people to, or you'll be doing things and allowing people into your space that really shouldn't be in there. You won't want to say no to someone for something that you really know that you cannot do. You won't want to say no to them because of, for fear of hurting their feelings. But it's really making you miserable, or it's putting you, you know, it's taking you out of what you should, something else you should be doing because you're doing this for them. And now you're going to be upset, or you're behind schedule, and it gets you all, and you get your anxieties all up and things like that. When if you really would have just said no to this person and said, hey, I cannot do that right now, that's a healthy boundary. People don't talk about that, but that no is a good form of self-care. It is creating a healthy boundary. Again, I'm telling you, we're gonna have a whole podcast on that, because that right there is powerful right there, and we don't talk about that enough. Okay? So, because folks don't want you to tell them no, right? So, all of this, when we talk about all of these things that we talked about today, right, how can we sum it all up? Again, we'll sum it up with confidence. We'll sum it up with healthy boundaries. We'll sum it up with knowing your worth and knowing your value. Whew, that's a big one right there. Knowing your worth and knowing your value, okay? If you get to that place right there, when you know your worth and you know your value, you won't let people just talk to you any kind of way. You won't let people disrespect you. You won't let people make you shrink back. That's the best word I can think of. You won't let people make you think less of yourself, okay? Because you will know exactly who you are. And when you know your value, you know your worth, and you have confidence, and you've created these healthy boundaries, then you can, you'll feel more confident, you'll be more empowered, you'll feel stronger, you'll be full of kindness, you'll be full of compassion, you'll be a fun person to be around, you will, do you see all these things now? Because in the beginning we talked about the negative self-talk, now we're talking about, once you've gotten to the positive self-talk, you've gotten to the point where, you have self-respect, you have, self-love, unconditional love, you have all of these different things. Now, look at where we are. Look where we've landed. We've landed in kindness and empowerment, strength. We've landed on compassion. We landed in, fun things. And I'm telling you, that's where you want to be. That is where you want to be. So I'm at the end of it. And as I really close this up, because I did my 3 points, right? My 3 points in my close. And so as I get to the closing part of it, think about all of the things that we talked about, and I hope that it changes your perception of what it is to find your voice, and it helps you to get to a place of finding your voice. And I want you to know that you can choose to believe in yourself. You can choose to believe in your new abilities, that you have now with your confidence. Or you can go on being some of your experiences. But I'm going to believe that you're not going to do that. It's really up to you, but I'm going to believe that you're not going to do that. There's going to definitely be some challenges. I told you that before. I told you this is not an easy thing. But through the information that you have received tonight from me, you have now been given an opportunity to grow. okay? So, this is what I want you to do. You know, but you have a choice. I can't tell anybody what to do, but so you have a choice. You can either face your past with, you can face your past with dignity and compassion, right? You can face the challenges that you're going to go through. You can face them head on. But I want you to know, in your heart, I want you to know that no matter what happens, you are a survivor turned survivor. Okay? And guess what? That's all I got for y'all tonight. That's all I got for you tonight. So I hope that you have enjoyed this information that, you know, I shared with you tonight. I hope that, you know, you think more about finding your voice now and that you will walk in that thing. You will walk in finding your voice. People always say, when they hear me say that my name is Lady Michelle, they think that I'm a first lady. They think that I'm married to a pastor, but no. I go by Lady Michelle because it is how I am. It's how I show up. It's how I sound my voice. It is who I am now. I am not the things that happened to me. Okay? Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, all right, final thoughts for tonight. I know we absolutely always talk about being kind to one another. That's what we do. We talk about that. But I also want to always say to you, be kind to yourself. And don't ever, ever, ever forget that you are no longer a victim. You are more than a survivor. You are a thriver. Woo! I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Make sure that you tune in next Sunday. Of course, we have another guest. I mean, all of the guests are amazing. They're fabulous. But I think you had the best guest tonight, which was me. So kudos to me. Kudos. Hand claps. All of those wonderful things. And we are going to get ready to get out of here. I really want to thank you all for tuning in. I couldn't do this without you all. You tune in every week, and I love you all for it. I want to remind all of my survivors, you know, that when you love yourself, you are healed. And when you are healed, you are loved. Make sure you follow us on all of our stations. We have so many stations. Oh, my goodness, I can't even name them all. We're on Spotify, Apple Music, I believe it is, iTunes, just and anywhere that you can find a podcast, we are there. We have a YouTube page as well, Speak Your Peace with Lady Michelle. So make sure you do that. And before we get out of here, y'all know we can't get out of here without thanking my amazing producer. She is the best producer out here, the visionary of the Elation family, Miss Kimmy Kim. Woo! Hand claps for Miss Kimmy Kim. I love her so much. I'm so grateful for her and for allowing me to be a part of the Elation family. We have the Elation magazine here at this family, the Elation Radio, Ashes to Beauty Clubhouse. That's every Friday night on Clubhouse. You guys need to check us out. The ladies of the Elation family are on there. Oh, and so much more. You just got to go on and you just got to follow us and just find out all the things that we are doing. So I believe that's it. I believe we're going to get on up out of here. I tell you, I'm going to grab me a Pepsi for the evening because I have talked and talked and talked tonight. I love you all. We are going to let our song just take us on up out of here, and I will see you all next week. Mwah! Thank you all for tuning in. Have a great week.
Pick your head up. Get up. It's only right. Take back your life, pick your head up, get up, take back your life.